Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, I've got to say this regarding the previous segment of programming, so just bear with me. If you were listening to the Mr. Big Willie segment today after the 8 o'clock news, exclusively on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, I want to apologize on behalf of station ownership, management, employees, advertisers, and everyone else. We had no idea that it was going to go in that direction. Mr. Big Willie was sharing information regarding lot lizards and Stephen Novotny's backside that, frankly, was just inappropriate. I mean, that's all there was. It was just simply, I mean, whistling at Stephen Novotny's backside. I mean, Lord, it was so disgusting that, and I'm not making this up, we have a can of disinfectant spray here, summer scent, and it's by DG Home. Kills cold and flu viruses, kills 99.99% of germs, sanitizing in 20 seconds, kills most germs, can be used on soft fabrics. And I'm going to be disinfecting the studio here, and starting with the microphone and the chairs and the screens and the carpet. God, it was one of the most disgusting segments that I've ever heard on radio in my life. He knew way, way, way too much about the inner workings of lot lizards and their customers and all of their disgusting practices. This was like, dude, do you understand what you're saying? This is live radio here. And then he's going on and on about whistling at Steve Novotny's backside. I'm going, Jesus, God, I just, ow. And I'm sure Steve Novotny has a lovely backside. However, it's not something that I would whistle at. But Mr. Big Willie. Jesus. Oh, hold on a second. Big Willie 105.5, hello.
Hey, Dimitri, how's it going today, buddy?
I've had better days, quite frankly. I'm trying to disinfect the studio. Why do you ask?
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Hey, any way you can replay that segment Thursday and Friday?
Actually, I think they will do the encore. Let's see, this is Wednesday, so I guess they might do it. Well, they might do it Friday. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to pick the first 2 days or the next 2 days or whatever. I literally don't know now that I think about it. I hope they don't play this ever again. However, and this pains me to say this, however, with the Facebook live stream, you will be able to hear it, frankly, Anytime you want. But I warn you, this is not safe for work, and I've had to use this. This is not a goof. This is for real. Disinfectant spray, summer scent, here in this studio, just to try to... Oh, God. Jeez. 600-pound guy crapped his pants and he wants to... Way too much information, Mr. Big Willie. Way too much information. And then his guard is down, and he's saying how he wanted to whistle at Stephen Novotny's backside because Stephen Novotny had beautiful curly hair, and still does, as a matter of fact, I guess. I don't know. I mean, Lord, jeez. Oh! All right, so let's shift gears here before I freak myself out. I've got some audio here for you. Stuff going on in Minnesota and these crazy... these insane people on the far left who are doing everything they can to pretty much undermine and destroy the removal of these this whole process of removing illegal aliens. There's this one person on I think TikTok, I think it was originally on TikTok, libs of a TikTok reposted this. This is a healthcare worker at a major healthcare facility in Virginia, VC Hospitals, Virginia Commonwealth Hospitals in Richmond. She is a healthcare worker, and this is her mentality And she is representing, I believe, the mentality of so many of these paid protesters who are doing everything they can to undermine our efforts to remove the illegal aliens, get them out of this country, especially the criminals, these terrible, terrible ones. And this is, again, this is her, this is a healthcare worker at VC Hospital, Virginia Commonwealth Hospital System, whatever it's called there in Richmond, and all the different things that she is suggesting and putting out on Facebook about what people need to do to undermine President Trump's efforts to get rid of these illegals by essentially sabotaging and doing whatever can be done to the brave Americans who work for ICE. There we go. I think I've got this. Why is this not playing now?
Or at least scare tactic. All the medical providers, grab some syringes with needles on the end. Have them full of saline or succinylcholine, you know, whatever. That will probably be a deterrent. Be safe.
Okay, for today's resistance tip, I vote, anybody got any poison ivy, poison oak in their yard? Get some of that up with gloves, obviously. Get it in some water, like a gallon of water. Get the poison ivy oak water, and I'm going to put it into a water gun. Aim for faces, hands.
Again, this is a healthcare worker at Virginia Commonwealth Hospital in Richmond.
Are the single ladies where these ICE guys are going have a chance to do something? You know, not without risk, but could help the cause for sure. Get on Tinder, get on Hinge, find these guys. They're around. They're an ICE agent. Bring some Ex-Lax and put it in their drinks. Get them sick. You know, nobody's going to die. Just enough to incapacitate them, get them off the street for the next day. Highly easily deniable. You know, you could get sick too. Won't eat there again. I'm just saying. Let's get them where they eat. Somebody's not going to be supporting these guys. Where's the hotel where they eat? Who makes that breakfast? Let's find them. You know, let's make their lives. I know we're already trying to keep them awake all night. That's good. Anything you can do to make the living conditions bad. Talk to the people who work at the places where they are. We'll get some ideas. Dead fish. Somewhere in the room hidden. Just stay toxic.
Healthcare worker, Virginia Commonwealth Hospital System in Richmond. This is their mindset. This is who they are. This is how they think. These are sick, sick human beings. You think Mr. Big Willie is sick talking about lounge lizards and that whole business thing there. You thought that was sick, which it was. But this is like a million times worse. Unbelievable. Have you been following the news stories regarding the ongoing insurrection in Minnesota? The left is doing everything that it can to create more martyrs and to cause the public to turn against the government's efforts, the Trump's administration's efforts to get rid of illegal aliens, especially these criminals who murder, rape, rob. These are horrible, horrible human beings. If you notice what the paid protesters are doing, they're making tremendous amounts of noise nonstop. Now, that's different. when it's Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all of that, when they're just trying to create martyrs. The reason that these people, these paid protesters, are making noise nonstop, morning, noon, and night, lights and everything, trying to attack the senses of the ICE agents, is to create tension, to create problems that will lead to, sadly, pathetically, loss of life. The left wants martyrs. They want more George Floyds. That's why all the noise. Did you ever stop to think about that? Well, they never did noise with, you know, George Floyd and with Black Lives Matter and this, that, and silent vigils and all that. What they're trying to do here is to unnerve the ICE agents, to make them act irrationally, because the left wants more George Floyds. They want more martyrs. They've got two of them now, including that woman who tried to run over an ICE agent, and this guy with the loaded gun. And again, I don't want any loss of life. I don't want any loss of life for the victims of illegal aliens. I don't want loss of life for the ICE agents, and I don't want loss of life for the paid protesters. I don't want any loss of life. Nobody wants this. The latest protester to lose his life is a guy who they describe as a nurse, a guy who was a nurse. Okay? And he had a loaded gun with him. And President Trump and some others on the right were raising questions about, wait a minute, this guy had a loaded gun at a protest. But principled conservatives and principled libertarians have no problem with that. Because we all have a Second Amendment. The Second Amendment covers all of us, or at least it should. That we have the right to pack. We've had the right to have a firearm. And so if this poor guy who did lose his life, and we're going to figure out, you know, what his role was in all of this, we don't know yet. If this guy had a loaded firearm, and nobody's disputing that, as long as he wasn't misusing it, the Second Amendment covers him as well. And the media is more than happy to point that out, saying, hey, you know, see, Second Amendment rights, this, that, and the other, with this poor guy who lost his life. Right. But stop and think back with Antifa in Wisconsin. There was another innocent bystander who also had a firearm. He used it to defend himself. And for that, the state came down on him so hard, trying to throw him in prison. Do you remember Kyle Rittenhouse? Well, he also had a firearm, also perfectly legal. Except with that situation, the media was demonizing anybody who had a firearm at any sort of event like that, any sort of protest, any sort of confrontation, any sort of insurrection. Call it whatever you will. The media had a really big problem with Kyle Rittenhouse having a firearm, but no problem whatsoever with this poor guy who lost his life also with a firearm. No matter how much you hate the media, and I know you hate them a lot, but no matter how much you hate the media, you really don't hate them enough. You really don't. The same people who are defending this poor guy who lost his life because he had a firearm are the same ones who were trashing and demonizing Kyle Rittenhouse because he had a firearm too. And in both cases, perfectly legal. Both cases covered by the Second Amendment. The people in the media, this corporate media, this dying old fossil, this decaying, rotting piece of flesh, I can't wait for them to go. I can't wait for the CBS's, New York Times, and the Washington Post, and all the CNNs to just go away. They're swirling around the drain right now. But now they care about the Second Amendment, about a guy having a firearm at a protest or at a insurrection. Call it whatever you will. But Kyle Rittenhouse? Oh, no, that's different because that's the other side. No matter how much you hate the media, honestly, you really don't hate them enough. And the way they're covering this latest shooting now is just disgusting beyond words. All one-sided, all left-wing. They're saying, well, you know, you've got Republicans now who are very upset in the Senate. The two that they use are Murkowski in Alaska, who hates Trump and has always hated Trump, and she's a rhino. And they rigged the elections in Alaska by having that preference voting in order to get her back in because she lost her seat in the Republican primary. And this Tom Tillis, who is another rhino who everybody hates in North Carolina, who's not even running for re-election. Those are the two Republicans who are really upset about this and demanding that something be done. The media, you cannot hate the media enough. You really can't. And all they're trying to do right now with all the noise and everything else, and oh, by the way, where are the police? Where are the police with all of these riots going on, with all of this insurrection? Whether it's in Portland and now in Minneapolis, where are the police? Well, obviously, they've been told to step down. Don't get involved. Allow the protesters, the rioters to do whatever they want, morning, noon, and night, make as much noise, do as much whatever damage as they can possibly do. Where are the police? The left wants more martyrs. They want more George Floyds. That's why you don't see the police, and that's why the media won't even point that out to you, saying, hey, there are no police here to keep the peace. It's all rigged.